You're listening to the Social Selling Simplified Podcast. Stick around if you too are obsessed with learning things that actually work and believe that success leaves clues. We're all about identifying results-producing roadmaps and getting super clear on how to scale and grow your online business. From part-timer to president, social selling expert Ashley Shaw will help you connect the dots and take the guesswork out of what works to grow a social selling empire. It's time to hear from social selling legends, listen in on truthful conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks to reduce the marketing overwhelm so you can build the social selling business of your dreams. If you're ready to go all in, no holding back, and build the business you've always wanted, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, social selling guru, and fitness industry OG, Ashley Shaw.
Welcome to Social Selling Simplified. I'm your host, Ashley Shaw, and today I am sitting down with the intro voice of Social Selling Simplified, better known, maybe not better known, maybe more known for his intro voice, Bill Shaw.
Hi, everybody. And thanks for joining us today. Today we're going to talk about funnels and why you need one and how you get one going.
And so just to give you guys a little bit of a background, Bill and I have been in online marketing for the past, I'm going to say, close to 15 years.
Yeah, I would say about 15 years.
Yeah, our first, so just to give you guys a little bit of a background, the first business that we started together was called Lazy Groceries. And we were just 15 years too early because the point of our business was to deliver groceries to people that needed them. And that was the first thing we
tried. Nobody needed groceries delivered 15 years ago. So you know what? For all you out there, just keep swinging.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think our target market was off. We were, our ideal customers in our eyes were other students just like us. And we only ever got one order. So everyone starts somewhere, right?
It's been a long, crazy ride.
It has. Yeah. So Bill and I'll just give you guys a little bit of an explanation how we work together in our business, and then we're going to jump into funnels. So what I do in the business is I am the creative and the visionary for the content, where we go, and having that. I've been in the fitness industry for the past 16 years. So all of the components of marketing, I love to tie in together to make sure that every month in our Done For You templates, which is what we create as part of ashleyshaw.ca, I really like forecasting what that's going to look like and how to tie in together all the themes of the business. And then the other piece of my background is that I'm a writer. I went to school for English literature, and that's always been my love.
Yeah, my side of the business is all the tech stuff. So basically, Ashley wants to set up the funnel this way or collect an email this way, or has an offer that she wants to make, like a quiz, or a lot of times we'll come with like tech Pinterest ideas. Like, hey, I saw this, mm-hmm. I clicked on this, it went like that, and I want to do the same thing. So I spend a lot of my time putting that stuff together, looking for creative ways to do it, and trying to keep it all within a framework that we don't have like 30 subscription softwares and and trying to like keep up with all the tech needs that you have at the end of the day. And there's 101 ways to do funnels. We'll get into some of the different suppliers and things, but it's been real interesting tackling some of the, Ashley calls me the cleanup crew, because sometimes her and her teammates will just go and be like, we're doing this today, and they'll go and do it. And then I'm like, okay, well, this is working. Okay, let's smooth this out. And we spend some time in the optimization and the functionality of taking away manual tasks, adding in automations, things like that. So,
yeah, so I think we're an interesting set of partners, first of all, as business owners, but then also as like spouses as well. We have very different skill sets, and the tech side of it has always mystified me. It's always been a stumbling block. So what's been amazing is that as we've been working together and building this business, I've been understanding more of the tech from Bill's deep, vast knowledge of it. And together, our goal is to help streamline it to make it easy as well. It's one thing to have your content month over month be easy, but if you're trying to build a business, tech, it just goes hand in hand. You need to have that side figured out. So
yeah, you can't drive the car unless the wheels turn. You know, like there's a certain level of maintenance or things you need to make the engine run to go along with. And sort of the example is like, you know, you need the steering wheel so you can control it, right? Like you need the wheels so you can move forward. And each part of that piece comes together to create ultimately your machine that you drive down the road. Yeah, you know, nobody knows it all. So like, don't feel when you think about this, like, oh my goodness, it's so much. It doesn't need to be done overnight. Like you start with one thing and you build up that and you start small and keep adding on. So we're going to go through some asset lists and we'll answer some questions on it. And you may think like, oh my goodness, this is I got to build a lot of stuff to do this. But yeah, it takes a while, but it's worth it. And as you keep chipping it together, it gets better and better and better. And the better foundation you put now, the more success you'll have in the future. So it's worth spending the time to learn about this stuff, especially if you're going to hire it out eventually, or if you want to do multiple funnels. The more you know the basics of it, the much easier it is to contract that out so you can not have to do it all the time.
And I think there's a difference between when we first started, like there's a difference where you go from amateur to pro, and everyone starts off as an amateur. And so we're going to talk more about why a funnel is really important in helping your business move forward and go to pro. But I think what is one of the key things of why this episode is so important is that they always say, and I had heard this before from some of our masterminds, the first $100,000 that you earn online is the hardest. And that's because you're getting all those systems and foundational pieces into place. But man, once those are into place, it, like after that, it's easy. Is that something you would?
Yeah, you would like, and I'm still working on that side of the business for us to processize the tech. It's been a deep learning curve of like, that's not obvious to everyone, but it's obvious to some people on the team. Like, you know, like some people on our team just do this part already. And so when you are an amateur and you're learning how to like build this stuff, it is vital that you start to build your systems immediately. Start writing the task down that you do, keep it on a text document, piece of paper, Asana, ClickUp, whatever project management software you're going to have. And that's like the biggest takeaway to anyone stepping into the funnel world for the first time. Record what you're doing, record the steps. I built this web page. This is the URL of that web page. Because you will go back and you're going to need those things. You're going to need the location of that page. You're going to know, you want to know what colors were used on that page so you can match the other stuff down the road. So the more you think about it that way, like almost like your funnel is like your first funnel is like this intimate diary about your learning of this. It will save you tons and tons and tons of time in the future.
Yeah. And I guess my point about it being easier as you go is that once you get it in place, which does take documentation, work, all that sort of stuff that goes along with it. Legitimately, every coaching question we get asked from our mentor is what's working, do more of it. So yeah. That's where I think the building of the funnel and documenting and knowing what's going on in your funnel, it's like after you get that first system in place, it's on repeat of just doing what's working and doing more of it to scale and grow your business. So we'll get into, we've written down the most common questions that were asked about building a funnel, and we want to go through those for you. So this is really, think of it as like funnels 101. These are the basic things that you want to understand. Maybe if you're somebody that is thinking about putting in a funnel, or maybe you're someone that already has a funnel in place, but you're trying to get your head wrapped around like, should I invest more time into this? Or like, what are the real benefits of this? So we wanted to answer those questions to really give you guys the tools that you need to start moving your business forward using funnels, just like we have. This is the exact process that we have used to build our business. So we'll start with the first question here. What is a funnel? And probably the best way that we'll address these is we'll sort of both give you guys our perspective, because we're both coming from very different angles. Like Bill's going to be coming from like the tech side of things. I'm going to be more so coming from the creative but simplified version of how I see it fit into the overall picture of social selling. And yeah, whereas Bill's is going to be a little bit more on that tech side of how it fits into your overall system.
Your stuff really falls into what goes on the page and like the messaging of those pages. Basically, my side of the tech world, you're just basically building web pages. They're not crazy. They're not crazy complicated. They have a domain and they have a URL. So like your first page will be an opt-in page. It's got a landing page.
So this is probably the best way to think about it. I am words, Bill is web pages. And whenever he uses a word that you guys may not understand, I'm going to stop him and ask him to explain it just to make sure. Because sometimes I know we'll throw around things that we're not sure what they mean. So we'll make sure to go slow and explain what those things are. Just for you guys that maybe hear something like opt-in and you have to pause the audio, look it up and come back. We'll try to make sure to cover that stuff as we go.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's a really good way to think about it. Words and Bill is web pages. We'll start with the first question. What is a funnel? When I look at a funnel, I think of it as it's a system of actions that happen from the first touch point of somebody becoming aware of you. Like we call it like a cold lead, meaning they've never communicated with you. They don't know who you are. All the way up, all the messaging that is happening to get them to become a customer. And so a funnel is the automated systems that happen from that first touch point of they're a cold lead, they don't know who you are, up until they're ready to click that buy button from you, and all the messaging that goes in between that. So that can look like social media posts, that can look like what are you giving them as a freebie, free value? What are you posting in your Facebook groups? What are you sending out in emails? Those things to me make up the funnel on the word side of things.
And so like the funnel is essentially like what a funnel is. Like if you were going to take funnel water into a bottle, you know, you have this great big hole at the top where you're trying to pour the water into, and then it comes out the spout down at the bottom concentrated. And so essentially you're using these website assets like web pages and Facebook ads and free opt-in offers and things like that as a top of the funnel. And they're collecting names for you, sifting them down through. And as they collect together to like come down to a concentrated spout, you want to come out with the people that are your people, the people that you are able to help provide value to. And those are the people that will ultimately convert into customers, because through that funnel, you've given them some personal value through your messaging, through your unique superpower that you've been able to help a person go from A to B. And a lot of times that when you make the offer, they're primed and ready and they're willing to take their wallet out because they see that you have good intentions for them and you're able to help them.
Awesome. Okay. Question number two, how do you know if you need a funnel? So on my side of things, I think you need a funnel if this is something that you want to go from amateur to pro. That was one thing when I first started my business, I was doing what I call the hey girl hustle. I was going to all these different people in the network marketing industry. I was saying, hey, can I do a training for you? Can I do a training for you? And it was just like almost like knocking on doors, trying to get in front of enough people to get my business going. The difference in knowing when you actually want to set up a funnel is if you want to go from amateur, which is doing that hey girl hustle, to pro, which is you have a system of this social media post leads to this freebie, to it leads to them being on my email list, and there's like a sequence of messages that they're going to get that are going to move them to action. So if you're looking to have something that's more automated, it definitely is more upfront work, but that is how you go pro. You start building, you start with one funnel, but then you start building multiple funnels, which help with creating that consistency in your messaging. People are constantly being able to hear from you. You're able to build trust. So, you know, that's the biggest thing for me. You know that you need a funnel if you want this business to move to six figures and you want to make it in this business. And I think that if you're not getting the current results that you want, this is definitely a step in the right direction.
Yeah, like the big glaring indicators for me to say, like, how do you know if you need a funnel is, first of all, do you have an inconsistent flow of leads into your business? And ultimately, do you have an inconsistent income? So if you either have either of those, then you definitely need a way to organize yourself to collect the leads you need for conversions. And ultimately, a funnel is just a sequence of steps that your customer goes through in an automated form that results in a conversion. And so it takes some effort to put it together, and you got to put it on paper for yourself. You know, I'm going to run a Facebook ad and I'm going to have a 15 meal checklist and I'm going to drive leads into that, the top of the funnel with this. Then I'm going to have a nurture sequence where I'm going to warm them up. Then I'm going to have an offer where they're going to be able to have a chance to buy. And that kind of automation sequence allows you to create a consistent flow of leads and a consistent income, because you can scale it up, scale it down, adjust it, tweak it. It really is the foundation for your business.
Yeah, I guess that's the other thing that we didn't really cover. If you are doing any type of Facebook ads, like, this is one thing I see people that have spent money in ads before where they haven't seen results. It's because they're just sending, it's like one dimensional. They're just sending people to what used to be maybe in the past, like a like page, or they're just sending people to a blog post, but there's no activity that is mapped out that should happen after. So if you're somebody that is going to grow your business through Facebook ads, absolutely, you need a funnel.
Yeah, you're just donating money to Facebook. Honestly, Facebook ads managers refer to people who don't run conversion ads, which is the basis of your, so if you want to know the 101 on Facebook ads, run an ad that has a conversion. And that is an ad that you tell Facebook, I want them to take this type of action. And that's where your funnels will come into play. Because like, you want to collect an email, you want to get a purchase, you want to see a view on, you want your customer to see a view on your content. Those are actions that you get deliberate instruction for. So just engagement. If you're just building audiences to serve things to, but funnels and ads go hand in hand. If you want to get into spending $1,000 or $2,000 a day and driving sales, this is what you need to do.
Yeah, because if you're running Facebook ads, you want to be able to, like, the benefit of it is being able to scale it up and spend more money to get in front of more people. And when you have a funnel, you can start tracking those metrics to see if what you're actually spending is actually working. So just another reason why, if you're going to run ads, you definitely want to have a funnel in place.
You take the guesswork out of your results, because like, you actually have the ability to see the return on investment from an ad spend. It's no longer, oh, I hope this ad works, I hope I get sales. You're like, nope. Oh, okay, that ad made this much money. That's where you're going to.
What are the benefits of a funnel? So some of the benefits of a funnel would be that you are getting to a point of things being on autopilot. So it takes some upfront work that you put into your social media posts, your email series, your freebies. You're doing that work up front, but then you're setting it. And once you get it running, you're forgetting it, right? So it's like a set it and forget it. So the benefit of that is that you can then focus your time on other areas, such as if you're someone that creates podcasts or creating content, or you know that a lot of the inviting or the back end conversations, that really helps move your business forward. You can spend more time and effort there, more face of the business stuff. You can actually focus on the things that are going to help really grow your business. I think the other thing is that it really helps sort and organize your people. Like Bill was saying, with a funnel, if you picture it, it's really wide at the top. But then as people move through your funnel, they download your freebie, they subscribe to your email list, they are deciding if you are for them and they are for you. So it sort of goes through this process of self-selection. So you're not spending a bunch of your time with people that aren't interested in you, which is super helpful because time is one of the most valuable resources, as we all know.
Yeah. And then it allows you to get down to the point where like you want to have a conversation with somebody, like you literally want to put out an email at say the third or fourth stage in your funnel and say, you want to talk about becoming a coach. They've already taken actions to demonstrate that being a coach is something that's going to be part of their life, or that they may see and that you might be able to show them how a coach can result in the opportunities that they want. So it's super powerful for filtering people down to find the people that are interested in your offers. You can use simple tracking measures as you get into this to like see the performance of it, and you just keep building on it. And so when, like Ashley was saying, once you have it running, you then spend your time making content that pushes people towards it. So like Ashley's podcast, well, a lot of times we'll have an offer to like the monthly membership wait list, or it could have a mastermind offer at the end of it. YouTube could have an offer, a call to action, a YouTube video. So you're not just spraying and praying out your content. You're actually using that content to push more people into the top of the funnel. So an ad is one way to put people into the top of the funnel. Content is one way to put people into the top of the funnel. But if you don't have the piece that automates them through the sequence to make the offer, all you're doing is just shipping people to web pages and they're not taking any collective action.
Yeah. So it's this idea of, instead of everything being one dimensional and just like throwing it up on social media and like crossing your fingers and being like pouty about the fact that no one is engaging with you, it's like actually being strategic and hitting people on different dimensions. If you look at any successful online entrepreneur, what, like, let's look at like Jenna Kutcher, for example. When she has an offer out there, you don't just see one social media post. You get a bunch of emails. You're going to get a bunch of offers and ads and things that are going to pop up. Like, she's going to hit you on multiple levels in order to get your attention. Because they say it actually used to be 6, but now the number is 11. You need to see something 11 times to actually take note and to take action, because there's so much noise out there. So that's why what maybe used to work in network marketing, or on when, if you're a social seller and using social media to grow your business, what used to work with one social media post just won't get the same result. So the benefit of having a funnel is that you're able to reach people at multiple levels throughout the funnel. So the bigger your email list is, the more that translates into more people buying. So those are the reasons that, and then as we talked about before, just with building a foundation for ads, like, it really helps you make sure that you're not just spraying and praying to all those people that see your ad, and then there's no action actually taken. You're using the ads to fill the top of the funnel. That's the purpose of ads. They help you get more people on your email list, which then ultimately you're going to convert them into becoming buying customers. Okay, so the next question is, what are the components of a funnel? So the components of a funnel, we sort of look at in three different segments. The first part is your top, your funnel. So this may be referred to tofu, top of funnel. And up at that point, it's like everything that you are putting out on social media is top of funnel. The other thing that obviously, once you get into ads, those are also top of funnel. So think of it as, these are cold leads that you've maybe never spoken to before, or you haven't built trust and rapport with them. Next, you move into what's called MOFU, or middle of funnel. So these people have now heard of you, and your goal is to build that trust and rapport with them. So after they become aware of you, you ask them to take some sort of action, like join my free group or download my freebie or both. And then you want them to ultimately be on your email list. That's the point of giving away a freebie, is that they enter in their email information and then now they're on your list. So in that stage or component of the funnel, it's all about building trust, likability, and rapport, because people will do business with those they know, like, and trust. That is the number one goal during that component of the funnel, and showing your expertise, building value. And then BOFU also stands for bottom of funnel. So that is when somebody actually takes the action that you want them to take. They become customers. The goal at that point is to retain them and to seek referrals and get them to keep promoting your business and talking about what they love about it and using that as a base to get more referrals from it.
And to continue your value contribution, because the more you learn about these people, the better your top of funnel selection is going to be. Because like a person who's a BOFU or a person, an existing customer, the problem they're having, or maybe they haven't been able to solve, may not be obvious to you. But once you get into conversation with them as a real customer experience, you can translate that into, say, a new checklist or a new quiz, or you have this audience to survey now to really get a hold of the top of funnel offers. The big components of the funnel are your audience temperatures. And so just a quick recap, you got your cold audience, which is nobody, they have no idea who you are. Middle funnel can be easily qualified as people in your funnel that just haven't pulled their credit card out and made it to a payment page yet. And then BOFU is a hot customer that has made a purchase and will most likely be a fan that will want to do referrals or have information for you for frequently asked questions for collecting more people at the top of your funnel.
I think what's also interesting about the components of the funnel when you look at the top, the middle, and the bottom is that the more that you start getting into Facebook ads and obviously like starting to really utilize email as a tool, you can start to actively have actions that move people down that funnel. So ads help you reach more people at the top of that funnel. So, you know, for anyone that is struggling to grow your business, it comes down to two things. Either you're not speaking to enough people of the right people, or your messaging is off. It's only those two things. So where you start adding ads to this is that you can at least, you can start to reach more people. As long as your messaging is on point, that's going to help grow your business, right? You're able to get more people in the top of the funnel. And then as you move down to MOFU, Facebook ads can also help with this. Those people that are in the middle of the funnel, maybe they've already subscribed to your email list. You can use ads to get in front of them again, like retargeting them. You're also using email to get in front of them when you have offers. So, and then BOFU, there's lots of things you can do that are more advanced with that if you wanted to collect survey data. But all of the components of the funnel and those different temperatures, when you look at the people within them, there is a way that that Facebook ads, you can really use that to add fuel to the fire.
Yeah, because like essentially you have these cold, medium, hot audiences. Your funnel is what changes their temperature. It's like the one that tells you that. So you went from just a person seeing an ad to a person who's passed over their email, and from a person who's passed over their email who's actually pulled their credit card out and made a purchase. And that's the simplest way to sort of explain the process of a customer going through the funnel. And the MOFU one is probably the biggest component of it. And because it contains, you know, video communication, it can contain email communication, it can contain just regular content that you can serve up in retargeting ads. And it's, you want to draw out your components as you design your funnel too. You know, am I going to have an ad or am I just going to have a quiz? And maybe I'm just going to start with inviting a bunch of people to a Facebook group. That's going to be my cold people are getting into my Facebook group as part of my going to middle of funnel. So, the next one is, how do you get your funnel up and running?
Yeah. So we thought here that we would talk a little bit about some of the assets you would actually need, some of the tools. So just to outline for you guys how we teach funnels and how they work. We have your social media posts, which happen at the top. So let's just say that you're not running ads right now. You're a beginner, or you're somebody that doesn't have a funnel set up quite yet. You're going to start with social media posts. So this is what you're putting out into the world that builds value. It showcases like who you're looking for, what you're about, And it's like your manifesto, what brings people into you. So that's at the very top of your funnel, your social media posts. Then from there, to bring people into the middle of your funnel, you can do this through a couple of ways. You can do this through having a Facebook group, which is my personal favorite way to bring people into a community, because then it's searchable on Facebook, people find you. And you can also have a freebie, and you can do a combo of both. When I say a freebie, this is something you're giving away for free that someone is giving you their email address in exchange for. So that can work really well to help build value and get people on your list. And then from there, you would have an email list where you are constantly sending out communication that is strategic, that is moving people towards taking buying action. So when we talk about that, that is just the messaging side of a funnel. Now there's also the tech side and the web page side, which I'll let Bill cover, because you need those assets as well.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll go back from the start. So you get your social media posts. You can just manually schedule those in Facebook, go through and make your posts and have your calls to action to come and join your Facebook group. So you put an actual link to your Facebook group in those posts to say, like, you can find out more and I can come help you here. A good pointer on that first level is to add in your hashtags, because hashtags get used to serve up content to people who are outside of your regular circle. So if you use those hashtags, it opens you up to a bigger search variety. So once you get a person into, say, your Facebook group, now you can have a conversation with that individual. You can find out more about them. They may have questions to ask. Typically, you're going to name this Facebook group a solver of some problem, right? Like, you know, you're fixing marketing problems, or you're fixing your late night eater. It's a helper for that group. I know a lot of Beachbody group coaches will use accountability groups for running different types of accountability things. But once you're in that group, then you have them there, which is close, but they're not in a space that you own. So what you want to do now is serve them this freebie or an offer that they can get for just putting their email in. And now you'll be able to actually have their email contact where you can continue communication in their most personal space, which is basically on their handheld in their pocket. Like, how many times you check your email a day? That's the power of that, what you're building here. So once you have that, you're going to need a thing called an email autoresponder. And that's like an email robot service that allows you to send the same email out to multiple people all at once. The preferred service for us is ConvertKit.com. There are multiple ones. So if you're into using different ones, you can hit the review button in the Google machine. So once you have that email autoresponder, you're going to need to drive people from links in the emails that you send. So you'll be sending emails to people who have opted into your email list. And those emails will include a URL that asks that person to come over and visit this page. And that page could be your sales page or your offer page. It could be another page that has a different offer for something else that you want to give them. But once you have their email, you can just send them type things to say, hey, I'm providing value. Like Ashley was saying, you can do the provide value thing somewhere between 6 and 11 times before sending out an email that says, hey, I got this for sale. It supports me and it could really help you. So if it's right for you, please check it out. So, you'll need a URL for that. You'll need a sales page of some sort and a mechanical way or a digital way to collect payment. And typically the easiest way to do that is with WordPress and a plugin called WooCommerce. And yeah, and then once you've got the sale, now you can use your autoresponder, your email service to follow back up with your customer to send them more information about being a customer and other maybe customer-specific offers you have.
Now, the other thing to keep in mind, of course, is that if you work for a company that provides you, they may provide you with that sales page, right? The only reason you would need your own sales page is if it's your own product. If you're working for a network marketing company, they're going to give you your, like, what for some companies might be called share a cart. It's like your cart link. So you wouldn't need to add in that step, but you do need to add in that step if it's your own product.
Right. And so like in your, once you have their email and you provide your value, build your trust, like ability and rapport, you're going to use that link that your MLM or your network marketing service has provided you. And that's where you're going to make your offer to say, come and check out my product. Or you may actually want to put a page in front of that before you ship them. Let's use Beachbody as an example. So you're going to offer them a Shaco payment, like to get on the Shaco. You could build a landing page before that that explains all your favorite recipes, who you are, and why you like it so much. And then you can have your button on that page that clicks to that. And an interesting way that's real easy to track is how many times people click that button and go to the your Beachbody checkout page can give you an estimate of how well your sales are actually going to be projected and what you can do to improve it.
Yeah, and the one other asset that we didn't mention is an opt-in. So I'll let Bill explain what this is. Where it falls in the process is that if you want to collect emails, but obviously the goal here is to make it automated, you don't want to have to be entering them one by one yourself on like a notepad of some sort. So you would build something called an opt-in.
Right. So if we're running a Facebook ad and we were going to give away a freebie for, let's call it 15 morning shakes, the opt-in is what you would use as the gateway to making the freebie delivery. And the way it's done is if you have no website, you do it through your actual email autoresponder service. So in ConvertKit, they give you the ability to make one page opt-in pages. And they have a very simple form with a name and an email. And they give you the ability to change the background graphic and the headlines and things like that. And that's your opt-in page for your freebie. So your Facebook ad would get shown on Facebook. Someone would click the link and say, oh yeah, I want what that person's offering. That person would travel to the opt-in page that you created with ConvertKit, put in their information and hit submit. And then they would go to their confirmation page. And then you would have their email in your ConvertKit account now. That's one email on your actual list.
Yeah, and the benefit of doing this, I get the question about, oh, can I just use Gmail? Well, the thing with Gmail is you cannot track the data properly with something like Gmail where you know what was the open rate or how many people clicked on the links in my email, which is really important when you're building a funnel. Like metrics are really crucial because that's how you can tweak the funnel and it gets better and better and better. And we're going to do a part two episode to get more into some of the advanced funnel metrics and things you're going to want to be looking at. But that is definitely one thing that tends to come up. People have questions about why can I just use my Gmail?
Yeah, you definitely want to use an automated email service because your Gmail you cannot send 1,000 emails from your Gmail. It's just not a good use of your time. Mm-hmm. And an email autoresponder service ranges anywhere from $25 a month to $2,000, depending on how many emails you got on your list. And like we're talking like your email list, if you continuously do this every month, you will build up an email list probably the size of the city you live in. It is a very powerful tool of people that are filtered down into a very specific niche of things you have to offer. That's why it's so crucial that you go back and you understand your ideal customer. Before you put tons and tons of time into this, you want to really know, who do I have the ability to help and how can I help them?
Yeah, I think that's the one area we really saw change so drastically is when we first were getting into this. And Bill mentioned this earlier, but really the difference is when you are a social seller, you don't own any of that traffic that you're getting to your Facebook page or to your Instagram. So the difference is you want to own something that you're putting all your effort into. And that's why having those email addresses, you can reach those people at any time. You can send whatever emails you want to send. It's owning versus renting, which is really important in the online space.
It saves yourself a huge upset if terms of services to change or, you know, because like you may work for a certain social selling company or partnered with whatever brand, and all of a sudden now that brand falls under a restriction on Facebook, you know, all of a sudden you're high and dry. Your Facebook communities might get shut up, shut down. Or I know a lot of people use their personal accounts to advertise a lot of their work, and you can do that for a long time. It's just if one person starts to complain about you or you get multiple complaints, they can tell you need to be on Facebook page, and they may not give you a second chance.
Yeah, because they want you to use the Facebook business pages, not your personal account. And that's where, again, like all of this really becomes important in moving people to your Facebook groups. And because then in your Facebook groups, like you can interact as your business and you can be following the way Facebook wants you to do it. But if everything is on your personal page, it just really puts you at risk of putting in a ton of effort and a ton of work, and then Facebook being able to shut it all down.
Yeah.
So one of the last questions we had for you guys here was about nurture sequences. So what is a nurture sequence and why do you need one? A nurture sequence is a series of emails, and it can range. Like it's anywhere from, it's really whatever you want. I mean, some people would have 8 emails in that sequence. I know Jenna Kutcher has an email sequence that is 6 months. But the purpose of that sequence is to help close the gap. You're building trust, rapport, building your case that you're an expert. And it really depends, I think, on a couple of things. One is like, how much is your product, right? Because if you're selling a really expensive product, it may take longer to move those people. But think of the temperatures. It's sort of the same idea. You're starting with people that are cold to you. They don't really know who you are. So it's a lot about storytelling and building trust and really showing them how you might be able to be the person for them, right? Like how you might be their ideal, whatever it is, if it's a coach or if it's a beauty expert, whatever industry you're in, you're helping show them that you're their type of people and you have a lot in common. And so the goal through that nurture sequence is to basically establish yourself as someone that can help them, and they'll self-select. I would never, ever look at unsubscribes as a bad thing unless it was like just cliff drop off, like you sent something that, you know, is offensive or something like that. But you do want people to self-select. So I remember we had a conversation with one of our friends from our mastermind, and she says, oh, like I look at it as a good thing. Like I'm saving money when they unsubscribe. And that's how I look at it now too. Like if somebody unsubscribes, like I'm probably not for them anyway. So
there was a low chance of them being a conversion. That's for sure. So
yeah. And there's always people that get like trapped up in your funnel that are, I have people all the time. They're like, I can't lose weight. Can you help me lose weight? And I'm like, no, I'm not your person. I can help you write. Like I can help you with your funnel. I can't help you lose weight. So I know a lot of people that can though. So it's more so knowing that there's always going to be people that, you know, kind of get in that funnel that shouldn't be, and unsubscribes is totally fine.
Yeah. And so just a quick clarification, if you're new to this, the nurture sequence falls into the middle of the funnel. So after a person opts in from the opt-in page, they're going to start to receive a sequence of emails. And that's part of that autoresponder, that email service. This allows them to start the sequence of emails where they get the first one, and then a timer starts and it will send to them in 24 hours another one. And maybe you set it for 3 days, they receive another one, or just a week, or whatever your audience you feel they would like. And sometimes it's like, get my 5 daily tips, and it's all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 right away. So that's where the nurture sequence falls in, and how it sort of plays into the funnel. And at some point, there's going to be a conversion email or an offer email, or the offer might be through the nurture sequence, just not completely in your face, until at some point in time, it's at the end where it says like, hey, this is my offer. Please check it out.
Yeah, so that concludes the questions that we wanted to cover today on part one of this series. And we are going to be putting together a part two for funnels, because this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to funnels, just the basic understanding. Part two, we'll dive into more options for how you can actually set up your funnel, what are some of the metrics that you want to be looking at, how you can diagnose your funnel, if something is working, if something is not, and when to actually make those changes. So thank you guys so much for listening today, and we'll see you next time on Social Selling Simplified.
Are you a health and fitness coach looking to up your game when it comes to your marketing strategy and keeping your funnel flowing with killer leads? Our monthly marketing funnel membership is definitely for you. This membership gives you monthly done-for-you social media posting templates, Facebook group posts, weekly emails, and a freebie, all written by a professional copywriter to spark curiosity and grab attention. This strategy has been shown to boost engagement as much as 80%. Never worry about running out of people to connect with this strategic monthly marketing funnel membership. You'll get all the tools you need to post on social media consistently and strategically to attract your ideal customers. You'll be provided with value-packed content to help you serve the people at your table and those watching you in your Facebook group, email list, and on social media. Plus, you'll get access to content and training from yours truly to help you continue to grow your business to the level of your dreams. If you're already getting excited, you can get on the waitlist by heading to ashleyshaw.ca/waitinglist. That's ashleyshaw.ca/waitinglist.